Dean Richards is on assignment, so we'll talk to Mr. Hollywood, Sam Rubin from KTLA and News Nation. How you doing, Sam?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. How are you?
I'm interested in your take on that Cecily Strong Saturday Night Live sketch, which is getting mostly praise from people. And I guess when she went on Instagram, everybody realized how personal this story was. Bring us up to date and fill people in who may not have seen that.
Well, for the uninitiated, this was part of the Weekend Update, and she played a character, a clown, and she gave a monologue referencing that the clown had had a safe abortion when she was, I believe, just 23. And it was one of these ideas where, as she was doing it, I think a lot of people wondered, is she talking about, is she the clown? Is she describing a personal experience? And it wasn't entirely clear when you were watching it, but following up indicating that indeed she was talking about herself. And people basically were talking about, A, how the bit was funny, which is always, you know, important, particularly in the context of Saturday Night Live, but how it was poignant and real. And the idea of what I'll just coin a phrase speaking with you of quality comedy is that it doesn't just make you laugh, but it makes a point. Mm-hmm. All of this in light of what has happened in Texas, et cetera. So I think it was a smart and brave thing to do, and this is from one of the better Not Ready for Primetime players who was about to leave the show. She was very much on the fence as to whether she would come back or not. And, you know, at the moment there are 21 cast members, which is as full a bloat, and some might say a bit of a bloated boat, but she is certainly among the very best. Kate McKinnon is off shooting a movie, so you need strong female talent, and she is certainly among them.
Yeah, we're very fond of Cecily Strong around here because she worked in Chicago for a long time at the I.O., the Improv Olympics Theater. Let's talk about Brian Williams. He announced he's leaving MSNBC. Where do you think he's going to go, and do you believe this was strictly his decision, Sam?
Well, is it ever our decision?
Yeah.
It's a big question. Here's a phrase that you don't use very often, I think. I think Brian Williams, foibles and all, is a very talented broadcaster, and I think has a lot of capability. And that show on MSNBC, The 11th Hour, you know, all these shows are sort of essentially the same show with slightly different formatic twists. I like that show, and I think he's really good at it. You know, having tasted, you know, being the main network anchor and working in more accessible time slots, I think people have suggested he was, 11 o'clock is relatively late. And he's tired of that. The idea that Rachel Maddow is sort of essentially moving on, they didn't say to him, hey, you know what, we'd like you to be our new Rachel Maddow. So I think he thought this was a time to go when the getting was good. And my guess is, after, you know, close to a 30-year career, certainly at least a 20-plus-year network career, with very high earnings, he's not going to starve either way. But he indicated in his sort of goodbye statement he will pop up elsewhere. I think he will. I think he likely, you know, CNN is hiring a lot of people for this CNN streaming service, CNN Plus. So I think this is not the end. Some people in the media call him Bry-Y. I think he'll come. We'll see him again.
And don't you think he's been completely rehabilitated? I mean, if you ask people now, what was the controversy that led to him losing his job as NBC Nightly News anchor? I think most folks wouldn't even remember at this point.
Precisely right. I think that phrase rehabilitate, and you know what rehabilitates you is ongoing quality work. And that's exactly what I think he has done. So, you know, the when you said the phrase rehabilitation, what got to me is I think of Jeffrey Toobin.
Yeah.
And if one can survive that, then I think anybody can survive anything. That has set a new bar to me in attempted rehabilitation.
Yeah, that's the truth. Squid Game, I'm finally watching it. I'm surprised at how good the story is. It's very violent, but almost cartoon-like and over the top, so it doesn't bother me that much. And Netflix says they're in discussions for another season. They have to do another one, don't they? It's so popular.
I think they absolutely have to do another one, and it's interesting. I'm clearly more squeamish than you, and even though the violence is cartoonish, I do find the violence a little over the top. And in conversations here, I think, you know, a lot of people feel an initial obligation at least to try it. Gee, everybody's talking about it. What in the world are they talking about? But they were all out here for a phrase that there may not be familiar to folks there. Is FYC, which means for your consideration. And so all the sort of dog and pony shows are happening in Hollywood now as people are getting for award season starting in January, Critics' Choice Awards, then, of course, the Oscars. So these guys were all here, and the creator of the show said that he's the one who sort of let it slip, that there is a second cycle in mind. They're definitely going to do it.
Yeah. How can they not? And yeah, at this point, everybody has heard about it. They're curious, and so more and more people are watching. Sam Rubin, KTLA TV. Always a pleasure, Sam. Have a good day.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Thanks so much.
Bob Surratt, WGN.
Gene Richards is off, but we have the highlights from yesterday's late night shows. Well, Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon were talking about flying motorcycles and parked cars. Stephen Colbert was announcing People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
And your name is?
It's Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. I don't see that. I have a Raul Pud.
Oh, that's probably a typo.
Look, there's no easy way to say this. You tested negative for sexy. I'm sorry.
I'm not surprised. It's okay. I get it. Makes sense. I appreciate you just giving me a shot, honestly. And thank you. Thank you for your time. I look forward to seeing who you pick because I know it's just going to be great. So,
thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Don't you see, Paul? There's nothing sexier than humility. That was the last test. And you passed, Paul. You passed.
Wait, do you mean that?
Paul, you're the sexiest man alive.
Congratulations to Paul Rudd, unofficially, and this is true, being named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive 2021. For more information, go to people.com and you can pick up this week's Sexiest Man Alive issue on newsstands this Friday. Our thanks to Paul Rudd. See more of him and his sexiness when he's a guest on this late show this coming Monday.
Flying motorcycles are coming. There's a company here in California is hoping to have flying motorcycles available by 2023. You can buy them. You can ride them. This is called the Speeder. It's basically like a jet ski that you lay on. DJ Khaled already has like six of them on pre-order or something. The top model goes for 150 miles per hour. It's capable of going up to 15,000 feet for over an hour, which means from Los Angeles, you'll be able to quickly crash into anything on this map. And you can pre-order one for like $385,000. Now, that seems like a pretty reasonable amount to pay to die, doesn't it? Would you go on one of those, Guillermo?
No way.
No way, right? No. Me neither.
The creator of Squid Game announced that season 2 is now in the works. Ooh. That's right, season 1 left so many unanswered questions, like, I love this show, what the hell is wrong with me? Even the creator of the Saw franchise is like, I'm not sure how much more of this we can take. Yeah, all your favorite characters will be back, like Player 456. And, well, that's about it. Everyone else. Yep, Squid Game is the most dangerous game you can play. Well, other than football with Aaron Rodgers. But, Oh, fine. You huddle with him, okay? Some more entertainment news. I read that to compete with TikTok, Netflix is rolling out a feature called Kids Clips, which will show short videos from their library of children's content. Yeah. It's a Netflix version of TikTok. That's why every 3 seconds a message pops up and says, are you still watching? Get this, customers will soon be able to earn Bitcoin every time they dine at Bubba Gump Shrimp and the Rainforest Cafe. Right now, parents are like, what's Bitcoin? While kids are like, who's Bubba Gump? Finally, a car parked on an Italian street has become a tourist attraction because it's been in the same spot for 47 years. Meanwhile, there's a 95-year-old guy wandering the neighborhood like, I know I parked it here somewhere.
Last night's monologues from CBS, NBC, and ABC.